So I think we're just gonna run with this. God only knows how this is gonna sound because new mic. But Bear asked so delightfully about things that piss you off, essentially. And he timed this in a good day for on a good day for that for me. Yeah, what I mean by that is he posted and then I end up having a day where things that happen quite often happened again that piss me off. So here we go. Here is my rant about work. Backstory. I've been at this job for almost 2 years and I have an idea of what I'm doing. Also, the department that I work in has in the last just under a year now has undergone change of supervision, change of leadership. So this is a key factor in all of this. So problem number one that happened today. So there's functions in my department and each one serves a different purpose. And I was in what we call a specialty function today. And it's especially one of those functions that most times you should be doing by yourself. You shouldn't have other people trying to help you. Because that doesn't, it just gets confusing unless you plan out before. But so today, I'm doing that specialty function and I'm doing fine all day. At least I think I am because they put me on it. And first problem was that with about 2.5 hours left in the day, I realized that within the hour, someone else had started doing my job, and they didn't tell me. Someone else started doing the same function I was, and didn't tell me. So yeah, that kind of pisses me off. I'm not one to mind getting help, but I also don't like getting it unless I ask for it, and I didn't. And also, if you're going to start helping / do my job, let me know so that I don't start doing the same things you're doing, so the same things aren't getting done twice. Let me know so we can work on two different things. No, that didn't happen. She just started printing off things that I was getting to. And when I get to them, why are these somewhere I didn't put them? I should be the only one doing this. Well, you're not. When I asked the leadership about it, they were unclear. They hadn't told her to do that. And I hadn't asked her to do that. So, yeah, she started doing my job and then just kind of batted her eyes at me when I would cross paths with her and realize that she was doing my job. And the only reason I think that she started doing this was because in the function she was in, she didn't have anything to do. There were air quotes there. So she generated work for herself and didn't tell anybody. So problem number two, was that I also, of course, have friends at work. And one of these is proving to be a kind of person I'm not sure if I want to intervene with anymore. She is, very nice. And we do have things in common, i.e. mostly kitten play. That she is into something that I'm into. But one problem with the change of leadership and B just in general is that the function that I was in today, everyone can do differently and come to the same result. Well, when I needed someone to go pick for me today, because that was part of what I was doing, to go pick the pieces, when I asked leadership, can you find someone to pick for me? Leadership goes out to do that. And leadership tells me that one girl is going to pick for me. Well, a second girl comes over. Also, the girl who trained me on this function. So that's an important thing. And so she comes, the girl who trained me comes over to pick for me. And then tells me later that this other girl, I'm going to call her Pixie. We're going to call her Pixie. Pixie is the girl that I am not sure how I feel about at work right now, that I was friends with her because she was in the kitten play, or she's in the kitten play. Let's back up. So there's a girl at work that I'm friends with, and we'll call her Pixie. And I'm starting to, I've slowly been realizing that I'm not sure if she's the kind of person that I want in my life anymore, or at least as a constant. Because, so, part of the function that I was in today requires picking. That we need, that there are pieces that we need that are not in our department, so in which case we have to go to another department and pick them out of there. I asked leadership, can you have someone pick for me? Because I had other things I needed to do. Leadership says, yes, sure. Leadership tells me that one girl will be picking for me. Instead, a second girl comes over. Also, this second girl is the girl who trained me on the function that I am in right now. And the girl who trained me then later tells me that Pixie said, or at least around her, I don't know if it was directly to her, but within earshot of her, that I, quote, don't know how to do this function. Now, there's a problem with that. One, like I said, because of the change of leadership, the standard operating procedure for this function has changed. And it doesn't help that because of all of this, it doesn't help that because of all of this, Pixie came in after this change of leadership. I was trained on this function before she came in, before the leadership changed. So I'm still doing it the way that I was taught to before leadership changed. And as far as I know, that's technically the correct way to do it. But yet, according to Pixie, I don't know how to do this function. Please, darling, don't. Don't tell me that. You've been here for not even a year. Don't tell me that I don't tell someone else that I don't know how to do a job that I knew before you even came here. Don't. Please, don't. That's stupid. Also, since we're talking about Pixie, let me tell you what kind of person she is. So, she is, she's not able to drink in the States yet. Let's put her that young. That's how young she is. She is not yet able to drink in the States. And, I've known her for the last couple of months, obviously, because she started working with me. And in the last three, we'll call it four because it's the end of January. I'll give her a break. It's the end of January. So you've got 4 months. She has told me, one, that even though she is not yet 21, she has the mind and maturity of a 28-year-old because, quote, her sister raised her. How does that work that way? I don't think it does. You and your sister are two completely different places in your life, and there's no way that you're as mature as a 28-year-old. And the thing is that I think a lot of people mistake her for being very mature for her age, when really what's going on is that she's incredibly smart for her age. She definitely has a capacity to think, and think for herself. So, that's good that she's able to do that, but that does not mean that she is uber mature. Two, she is currently going through a bit of a metamorphosis. That this time last year, she was with someone, and she said that she was excited about, you know, getting her license and moving in with her long-term boyfriend, and things are looking up and blah 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 and XYZ. Well, in the last year, that has fallen apart. She still has her license, but she is not with said long-term boyfriend. Instead, in the last 4 months, including ex-boyfriend, ex-long-term boyfriend, she's been with three guys that I've seen at least. This is just what I've seen. I don't know what else she does outside of work. But also, keep in mind that I said that she's also into kitten play. And she's told me that, well, I don't disagree with this, that it's something that she's not quiet about. That, you know, she's not going to preach it to everybody, but if it comes up, she's going to mention it. completely fine. Okay, that's cool. Well, she is currently dating a 24-year-old. Someone 4 years her senior. Not that big of an age gap, but a sizable one. They've been together for a month. It was Facebook official on the 1st. She's already collared. Like, full on collared. I don't know how, like, I'm not sure of how long she's known this guy. But even still, I think there's a couple of people around here who can agree with me in the idea that BDSM is not something that you play with lightly. And collaring is very, very, it's not a light matter. It's not something you decide to do overnight. And one, I'm disappointed in him because he chose to do this. Like, this is an agreement between these two people. And for those of you who don't know, I guess a good way, like a good analogy for this is the fact that since she's collared less than a month into this relationship, that's basically that she met somebody, started dating him, and then she's already married to him. Like, not just engaged, but like full on ceremony married. Yeah. She's already collared. And that's just nuts to me. So I am slowly learning that I'm not sure if she's the kind of person that I want to be around, especially since she's got this air about her that she can get, do, be whoever she wants, which is within reason correct, but you don't get that way by batting your pretty little blue eyes and wearing your cute little dresses. No, just because the current leadership likes you because you look like a fucking pixie does not mean that you need to flaunt that. Especially when you're always gossiping with people and it's unnecessary. You know, I'm one of those people that I come to work and my first priority is getting paid. I am not typically in a mood to make friends with people at work. It's nice and whatnot, but that is not my first priority. So the fact that you're gossiping about people, thinking that you're better than people, and just let it, like, pulling the strings of leadership simply because you know you can does not mean you shouldn't be doing that in the first place. I'm really surprised that they let you on core this quickly, but that ain't my call to make. But yeah, I'm just slowly realizing that there are certain kinds of people that I do and don't want in my life, and I'm not sure if she's in the do column. But on top of everything else like that, my car was basically ransacked last night. I go out to my car to drive to work today. My driver's side door is not completely closed, and I know I closed it last night. My glove box and my center console are open. Thankfully, I don't keep anything expensive in my car, so they got less than a dollar in change, and that looked about it. But yeah. I've had a day and I didn't like it. And yeah. So Bear and anyone else who listens, I hope you enjoyed this. I can't promise for the quality because there's that, but enjoy. Hope you liked it.